18-year-old Estonian musician Posimus there with a sample of Behind the Seas. She describes herself as an uber-experimentalist bluebird singer-songwriter from the Wonderland, and I don't really disagree with much of that. Her music does often sound like it's come from some kind of magical wonderland, and there's a lot of experimentation going on. Now, it's not the kind of confronting experiments either, it just kind of feels like someone, well, I guess someone learning and trying different things. There's no album so far, just 5 songs and a live acoustic cut placed up on the internet for you to experience. What I've enjoyed about listening to her work is that I feel like I'm getting to watch someone grow and change. There's a lot of difference between many of the tracks. Her early track, Star Caesar, is full of weird ambient noises, robotic sounds, and slow beats. While she makes great use of slowly building loops in the dancey song The Flight of Lulu, adding bits and pieces to the song until it's all filled up. Slowing things down is Fillably, which I would describe as a melancholy atmosphere, put together with strings, piano, and sampled seagulls. It really paints a picture in my mind. I mean, it's very much the soundtrack to a movie I've never seen. And she shows she has the capacity to retool her songs for the live environment. There's a great live version of Star Caesar that totally changes the song. Tune is Behind the Seas, which you heard at the start, and it's probably her most complete song. She pulls together a smooth, floating pop tune using many of the elements from previous songs, the loops, the great atmospheres, strings, and some haunting vocals. However, my one complaint is probably the vocals. They just feel a little bit too muffled, you know, to a certain degree that I don't really enjoy. You know, if they stood out in the mix a bit more, I think I'd be loving the song. But, you know, each to their own. It's already a really interesting body of work that Posimus has put together, and she's only 18. Now, I'm going to keep a keep eye on her blog, and I'm sure I'll be surprised by what comes out next, but hopefully delighted as well. If you'd like to look her up on the internet, her name is fairly unique, so you should be able to find her easily enough. It's spelt P-O-S-S-I-M-I-S-T-E. Now, for past segments, links to her music, and more info, you can head to atomicbread.tumblr.com, or you can find Atomic Bread on Facebook. And here's all of Behind the Seas. Thanks for listening to Atomic Bread. Thank you.
Thank you.